Subutai's 8,000 Miles. There was a Mongol general named Subutai who never lost a battle. He fought for 65 years, from the time he was a teenager until he was an old man, and he won every time. He conquered more territory than any general in history, including Alexander the Great, and he started life as a blacksmith's son. Subutai's father made horseshoes and metal tools for the Mongol tribes. Subutai grew up around horses and metalwork and warriors. When he was about 17, he joined Genghis Khan's army and started learning. He was curious and patient. He watched how battles were won and lost. He noticed patterns. He asked questions. Over years of fighting, he developed a deep understanding of how to move armies across huge distances and how to defeat enemies who outnumbered him. What made Subutai special was that he thought several steps ahead. He used scouts, riders who went days ahead of the main army, to map the land and learn about the enemy. He gathered information constantly. He used tricks that his enemies kept falling for. His favorite was the feigned retreat. Mongol riders would attack, then suddenly turn and flee like they were panicking. Enemy soldiers would chase them eagerly, their careful formations breaking apart as faster riders got ahead of slower ones. Then the Mongols would wheel around and attack the scattered, tired pursuers from all sides. In one extraordinary campaign, Subutai rode over 8,000 miles in 2 years, winning battles in Russia, Poland, and Hungary. He defeated armored European knights, armies much larger than his own, and fortress cities that had never fallen before. Then word came that the great Khan had died back in Mongolia. Subutai had to ride all the way home for the succession. He never returned to Europe, and the Europeans never really understood how close they came to being conquered. A blacksmith's son had become the greatest general who ever lived, through watching, learning, and thinking further ahead than anyone else.